This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have studied in 1 Thessalonians 2:17 through 3:13 how Paul worked at overcoming discouragement in his life and work. When he got word through Timothy about how well these believers were doing, it had a profound impact on his life. Notice how he describes it in verses 7 through 9. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? His discouragement is described vividly in the words, distress and persecution. His circumstances were rough, and so was the inner turmoil he was feeling. Good news, however, brings encouragement. I like the way he puts it in verse 8, "For now we really live." There's a surge of life and vitality that was rekindled in his heart by the good news he received about their firm stand in the Lord. He doesn't think he can thank God enough for all he has done. As he reflects on what he heard, he is filled with joy. It is not a self-centered joy which would be an expression of pride. No, he was rejoicing in the presence of God. Humility is the only acceptable heart attitude when in God's presence. But as we humbly reflect on what God has done in the lives we have ministered to, there is an authentic joy that wells up in our hearts. This leads to a joyful praise and thanksgiving to God. In this joy, discouragement is swallowed up in victory. Are you experiencing this joy? Do a reality check.